You're listening to The Unexplained, a series on the strange occurrences that have been witnessed or have happened on the Boise Fort Reservation. Brought to you by KBFT, 89.9 FM, and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. 47-year-old Bill Isham has lived on the Boise Fort Reservation his entire life. He loves the outdoors, which includes hunting, fishing, and finding Bigfoot. He's had several encounters with the big guy, as he calls the creature, in the woods surrounding Boise Fort, as well as beyond the reservation borders. He's been studying Bigfoot for more than a decade.
But what kind of got me going here is I had my earlier encounters, and it was 2012. I was out Light Feathers Lake stretch area, just before Forestry Marsh Tower, and I was in a game warden truck. And it's all blacked out, you know, everything was off, windows were down, I was listening for shots or whatever, people poaching. And there was three wood knocks in front of my pickup. I started laughing because I was watching Animal Planet, and, you know, Bigfoots are supposed to be knockers and communicate with different numbers of knocks. I kind of laughing there, and then, sure enough, about a minute and a half later, three knocks behind my pickup, close. And it's like, wow, how did you... You know, nobody's been out there. I'd been sitting there for a couple hours. I got the hell out of there and went home. So it made me start thinking, hey, you know, I wonder if there's a troop that's hanging around here. So about a month later, me, my wife, my son, and a couple other friends went to Light Feathers Lake, and we pulled in there, and we're sitting on that old road, and I just got out of the car, and I hollered, and there was one 50, 60 feet in, and he started roaring. Just, you could feel it in your chest. And then he started to bluff charge. He'd stomp his feet, and big, you could just feel that, whoa, 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 with those feet. And he'd break big green limbs, and he wasn't running, and he wasn't moving, but he was like he was trying to show dominance or scare us. Well, he scared me. Jumped 3 feet in the air, got in a car, went down Light Feathers Lake towards home. Got about three power pole links down the straight stretch. And I'm going to check it out some more. So I put the car in park and turn everything off. And I hollered again. Damn, if another one off to my left didn't start roaring. Just, rah, he was going. And that one that I had just tangled with on the road, he started breaking brush, coming through the woods after us, hollering. And then you could start to hear him crunching with his feet, and then I got the heck out of there. So those are my really cool ones that I've had other little things happen, but nothing like those experiences.
Isham is part of the Minnesota Bigfoot Research Team. They travel around to different communities to investigate the creature and see how they can help out.
Now, I've belonged to the Minnesota Bigfoot Research Team now for 8 months. And we've been on a few expeditions, and we've had roaring, talking, wood knocks. So yeah, our little team has been asked to go, you know, help other communities with their problems and get proof and cast footprints and things like that. We've been helping that little town of Reamer. They've having a lot of problems down there with them pounding on houses, stealing farm animals, killing dogs, and then they're leaving their footprints. People are seeing them right on the edge of the town. And that goes back a long ways. The founder of the city actually had experiences with them. That's how far back it goes. So then they just asked our team to help out. And then they held the... our team was featured on Finding Bigfoot, a couple of different episodes on TV. That gave us a little more notoriety, so a little more people trusting us to come help them out.
The Unexplained is brought to you by KBFT 89.9 FM and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.